gets a hold of her, and she knows what's a coming. She says, "I'll scratch it." And he says, "If that don't get her," says he, says her mother will just take her arms down and hold him. And she says, "I'll bite you." Then he says, she takes her, puts in her crib, pulls up, says, she says, "I'll climb right out of here." But Jim says she never does, because but she threatens it, everything going. He says it's just a circus. She surely put Tammy to bed. She says, first she says, "I'll scratch him." She says, "If that don't get her," she says, "I'll bite you." Then she says, "I'll climb right out of here." He says her mother just puts her in the crib and locks the door from the outside and leaves her in there, and says she goes to sleep all right.
Something.
He says she sure finds something to finish.
Another way of saying, somebody says, "You ought to do it," and you say, "No, I
just can't."
Or using the word "ought." "No,
I ought not."
And somebody says, "You will do it," and you say, "I
will not."
Or
I won't. I won't do it.
How about the owl? Do you have any owls around here?
Oh, yes.
What kinds?
We have speech owls, and say if you whistle like an owl here, they'll just fly right around in these trees and come right down at you at nights, too, if you keep at them, tease them long enough. We had a neighbor boy that was here that had a stroke last fall. He was 32 years old, left a wife and three little children, but just died almost right now. And he used to go like a screech owl, you know, and we'd sit here on the porch. He'd come every night, you know, and here'd come the owls, and then we'd have to all get in because... But we had lots of fun with those screech owls.
Mm-hmm.
And they have hoot owls in the timber here, too.
By timber, you mean out in the woods?
Out in the woods, yes. See. We have some woods on our farm down there, west of, or north of Washburn it is. It's in Marshall County, though, but it's north of Washburn.
Now, sometimes in the water, you pull up a stone and something comes swimming out. It looks like swimming backwards, has claws. Shellfish?
Crawfish. Crayfish, some call it. They call it crawfish.
Is that the same as a crab?
Good eel on that order is. You've seen those crabs and oysters, they're little bits of red things, though. They're different than the crawfish. It's...
What's like the
crab that you find in oysters. Did you ever see crab in oysters?
No.
They're a little bit of a red, look like a red insect about the size of a bumblebee.
Oh, I know.
And, yeah, you find them in oysters lots of times that they come up with them. Call them crabs.
You ever call crawfish a crawdad?
Crawdad, yes. That's why they call people from Illinois suckers. You know, in the olden times when they used to go through, they'd always in the dry time, you know, they'd be short on water, but they'd come to a place where the crawfish had worked up, you know, and they had long hollow straws they'd stick down there and they could get water. That's the way they happened to call it people from Illinois suckers.
Mm-hmm.
And the people from Indiana are Hoosiers. Did you know why they call them Hoosiers?
No.
Well, they said that in the olden times that everybody bolted their doors because they was afraid of Indians and strangers, tramps and so forth. And they said they'd come knock on the door and fell inside, he'd say, "Who's your?" And then they'd tell him who they were, he'd let them in. If somebody didn't want them, so they'd give them the name of Hoosiers. Because they always said, "Who's your?" And they go.
Do you have the word varmint? You talking about
varmint? Oh yes, those are skunks and weasels and such things as that. You wouldn't call a coon the groundhog a varmint anymore because they kill chickens.
The varmint's an animal that gets in the hen house.
Eh? Yes, it gets in, yes, the prowler out at night.
You wouldn't call a bug in the pantry a
no,
varmint?
No, it'd be a cockroach or something.
Or a mouse wouldn't be a varmint.
Mouse, no. Well, it might be putting their terms on, but I don't know what I'd call them, a pest, I believe. That's one thing, we don't have mice.
How about squirrels? You got any different kinds of squirrels?
Oh, we have red squirrels and gray squirrels. We don't have anything but red squirrels here. The squirrels have been playing here all morning on this tree. There are lots of them here in town.
Ground squirrels?
Well, ground squirrels are out in the fields. They're kind of a nuisance, too. They'll take corn.
How about chipmunk?
Well, that's a good deal on the order of a ground squirrel.
About
chipmunk,
same.
Yeah, but it's a little bit different. It's belong to that family, though. Mm-hmm.